You know, I do realize that it's difficult for you to manage my nightclub, what with there not being an actual nightclub here.
Yeah, I just took the liberty of yelling at our contractor. I told him if we didn't see any real progress, we were going to bring someone else in to finish the job.
Good. How's Laurel's friend, the one whose brother was a fireman?
She is hanging in there, thanks. That was something I wanted to bring up. I was thinking that we could throw a fundraiser for the fire department, raise some money for the families.
That's a great idea.
We could do it here. We can keep the overhead low, make sure we maximize the proceeds to the firemen.
Who are you? Where's my friend Tommy Merlin?
The guy who once rented out a pro football stadium so that he could play strip kickball with models.
That guy needed a swift kick in his lazy ass.
Joe, you really should take some time off and go be with your family.
You know, I seem to recall when Sarah died, you hit the books pretty hard.
I am not exactly the best example for healthy grieving.
Hey, can I talk to you, please?
What is it?
Where is it?
Where's what?
The phone.
I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't have.
It's stolen evidence. Yeah, you probably shouldn't have. What do you...
I had to do something.
The man's a killer.
Then why did he give you his phone?
Give me the phone.
He took it back.
You were with him?
When Sarah died. If someone could have done something to give you even just a little bit of closure, don't you wish that they would have done it?
If it meant breaking the law, lying to the people closest to them. No.